This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a five-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school football, the Seguin Matadors take on defending Class 5A Division I state champion Smithson Valley tonight at Matador Stadium on KWED. The Matadors are 1-2 in District 13 5A, while the Rangers are 3-0. Smithson Valley is ranked third in Dave Campbell's latest Class 5A Division I state football rankings. Both teams will be well represented at the San Antonio Sports All-Star Football Game, which will take place at the Alamo Dome in January. Smithson Valley will have four players at the game: kicker Trent Amaya, defensive lineman Justin Roberts and Hudson Woods, along with offensive lineman Aiden Veretti. The Matadors will be represented by quarterback Corey Daly and linebacker Damian Garcia. Seguin head coach Craig Daly talked about his two players who will see a lot of familiar faces from the district at the game.
Both of them are great leaders in our program, in our school, in our community that have worked really hard throughout to get to where they're going to. So they get to represent Seguin in that thing, and it's going to be a fun game. The roster came out, looked at it today. I mean, it's a pretty good roster, that white squad they are, man, and it's pretty cool. I bet you over half the starters in that game on the white team are going to be from this district. So, that says a lot about our district. A lot of guys that we're having a block of week in, week out are actually going to be teammates of both of them, so it's kind of pretty cool.
Corey Daly, a Pitt Panther commit, needs 56 yards passing tonight to reach 2,000 on the season. He's also five touchdown passes away from 100 for his career. Damian Garcia has two fumble recoveries on the season, one of which he returned for a touchdown. On Thursday, Garcia announced on social media that he's received a college football offer from Centenary College in Shreveport, Louisiana. Seguin and Smithson Valley kick off at 7 p.m. tonight. We'll have the game on KWED. It's Pink Out Night and Seguin ISD Athletic Hall of Honor Night tonight at Matador Stadium. Former Seguin student athletes P.J. Hall, Marvin Clack Jr., and Ivy Kaler Meehan will be inducted into the hall before the game. Last night in the district, Bernie Champion took down San Antonio MacArthur 35-6 to improve to 2-2 in the district. The Chargers currently occupy the fourth and final playoff spot in the district standings. The Marion Bulldogs are on their bye a week. The Bulldogs are 2-0 in District 13-3A. They'll host Ingram Moore next week. And the Navarro Panthers host Gonzales tonight at homecoming at Navarro High School. The Panthers will be represented by tight end and defensive end Braddock Galini at the San Antonio Sports All-Star Football Game. Navarro head coach Glenn Hill says Galini is a do-everything player for the Panthers.
Not just a great player, really good kid as well. You know, he's well liked in the locker room, a good leader, good in the classroom, really phenomenal pass rusher. He can play in space on defense and offensively for us. He's at the point of attack very often. We talked about Dylan Trotty running the football. Very often it's right behind Braddock, and he's opening up some holes for him. A receiving threat as well, 15, 20 catches on the year. And, you know, he's also our deep snapper, so he's playing some really important roles for us.
The Panthers and Apaches meet in a District 13 4A matchup at homecoming at Navarro High School. Tonight, kickoff is set for 7:30 at Irwin Lee Field in Geronimo. We'll have high school football Friday night starting at 6:25 this evening on KWED. We'll visit more with Navarro head coach Glenn Hill on the Navarro Panther Report. Then we'll chat more with Seguin head coach Craig Daly on the Seguin Matador Report. That'll be followed by our Matador football pregame leading up to kickoff between Seguin and Smithson Valley at Matador Stadium tonight at 7 on AM 1580 and streaming at SeguinToday.com. College football, the TLU Bulldogs host Hendricks College on Saturday in Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference play. The game kicks at 1 p.m. We'll have all the action on KWED. Our TLU Bulldog football pregame starts at 12:30 Saturday afternoon on AM 1580 and streaming at SeguinToday.com. High school volleyball, the Seguin Lady Matadors can clinch the District 27 5A championship when they play at San Antonio Highlands tonight. A win tonight secures the outright district title for the Lady Mats. First serve between Seguin And the Highlands Lady Owls is set for 6:15 p.m. at Highlands High School. Navarro hosts Class 4A 8th-ranked Lavernia in a battle for first place in District 28-4A tonight. Both teams are playoff-bound. First serve in the match is set for 6:15 at Navarro High School. Marion, 7-0 in District 27-3A, goes for their 12th straight win when they host Great Hearts Northern Oaks this afternoon. Marion will play in the postseason. The bi-district round for all area playoff teams is scheduled for October 30th through November 1st. And finally, the first Seguin alumni girls basketball game will take place tomorrow afternoon. That game is set to tip off at 2 p.m. on Saturday at Goldie Harris Gym. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.